Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So the best diet, without a doubt, for breast cancer survivors is a whole food-based one, and I'm going to talk about that with my guest today. If you are a breast cancer survivor, chances are you have, you know, renewed your commitment to maintaining your good health and taking care of your body, and that's a good thing. As one of the best preventative measures known to doctors and nutritionists today, a robust cancer-fighting diet is vital to your personal plan against a relapse of breast cancer. So I am very, very pleased to introduce my guest, Dr. Helene Waldman. She's co-author of The Whole Food Guide for Breast Cancer Survivors. Dr. Waldman, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
You know, I always like the story behind this story. So let's just real quickly, within maybe, say, 30 seconds, what was the motivation for you to write this book?
Well, my motivation was that cancer touched me in a very personal way. Not myself, but I lost my father and my aunt and a very dear friend. So it was a very personal mission for me to do this.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. But there's always that good thing that comes out of tragedy at times, right? And this is a really good thing that came out of that tragedy, Dr. Waldman. Why do you think nutrition is so important in the fight against breast cancer?
Well, basically because that's what the data tells us. As far back as 1992, there was a study that was done. It was done on rats, but animal studies are very, very telling, as you know. And the rats were given DMBA, a known carcinogen. They were divided into five groups. One got no nutrients, and the other groups got some combination of vitamin C, A, selenium, or magnesium. And the group that got the carcinogen and no nutrients, in that group, 100% of the rats developed cancer. In the group that got one nutrient, 50% developed cancer, so that was half. When they were given two nutrients, that fell to 30%. Three nutrients, the rate fell to 20%. And the carcinogen plus four nutrients, it fell to 11%.
So that's important to understand, too, because that's an important point, that they were given in a really good carcinogen, right? I mean, that's important to note in that study.
That is the carcinogen.
I mean, they were really stimulating this.
That's right.
They wanted them to
get cancer.
They did, and that's impressive. I've talked to my listeners before. Sometimes I get a little frustrated, Dr. Waldman, about being a medical doctor. I get frustrated when there's such a lag time between good animal models, good studies there, good lab work, and how that translates over to clinical practice, everyday practice. And I think it's a shame that there's a lot of cancer patients who don't know something as simple about the power of a whole food-based diet. Tell us, what's the standard American diet like, and why is that not helpful for beating cancer?
Well, the standard American diet really encourages people to eat a lot of processed carbohydrates, like cereal, rice, pasta, bread. And it's made Americans fearful of eating real natural whole food, like milk and cheese and a little bit of red meat and wholesome eggs, butter, yogurt. And so Americans have their pantries full of fake soy products, rancid vegetable oils, margarine, fake dairy, all of which not only have toxins in them and are processed in a toxic way, but they're devoid of key nutrients like vitamin D, A, and K. We also have a problem with GMO. I don't know if you want to go there, but we have a big problem with genetically modified foods. And right now, our staple crops, corn, soy, canola, and now sugar beets, are about 90 to 95% genetically modified. So they're ubiquitous in our food supply. And we do know, although it's controversial, there was a landmark study last year where rats who were fed BT corn, genetically modified corn, developed very high levels of cancer and huge tumors.
You know, let's go back to the poor food choices that we make and the processed foods that we're eating. It's not only the food itself, right? The chemicals, like you mentioned, the GMO, but you also have a situation where many of these things are packaged in plastics and stuff that's also not good. So it's not just what's in the food; it could be also what's in the container, right?
It certainly could be, especially if people heat those containers in the microwave, then we have a problem. We have a problem sometimes with phthalates leaking into food. We have BPA can liners, so we have BPA going into food. And we have cookware issues. You know, we have aluminum cookware. We have Teflon cookware. So, yes, it's not just the food.
Right, and I do think it's an important point. You know, we've done a show here before, Dr. Wellman, on phthalates specifically, and, you know, they do have estrogenic type effects. And so if you're dealing with a estrogen-sensitive breast cancer, that's probably not the best thing you want in your system. Now, you stress the importance of organic food. So why is organic food so important in minimizing the risk of breast cancer?
Well, for two reasons. It's both what you get and what you don't get. So what you don't get is you don't get the pesticides, and traditionally a lot of our crops, like potatoes, for example, root vegetables in particular, it's not just one pesticide that's applied. It's maybe 15 or 20. So there's
wow.
many pesticides that are applied. And with the GMO, the genetically modified foods, they are actually... I wouldn't say bred. I said they genetically modified to be able to be resistant to huge amounts of glyphosate, which is turns out to be a very toxic pesticide. So when you're eating non-organic, genetically modified foods, you're eating massive doses of pesticides.
Right.
So that's the downside. And then on the other side, we have found that in several studies, that organic food is going to be have much richer nutrient content than non-organic food, and that's because the soil is richer, because organic farmers cannot depend upon chemical fertilizers to sort of artificially boost
right.
the growth of their plants. They have to do it the old-fashioned way, by having healthy soil, which means having
right.
nutrient-rich soil. And the
Very
soil gives
point.
Those
yes.
nutrients to the plants, and the plants give those nutrients to us.
Yeah, there's a nice study at a Northwestern university that compares, I think this was done in the mid-90s, was comparing organic produce to produce grown, you know, with pesticides and stuff. And they just simply measured the different types of minerals, vitamin content, and it was pretty impressive. You know, organic is definitely way up there on those key nutrients. I want to get into, you know, going through maybe a breakfast, a lunch, a dinner with you quickly for breast cancer survivors, like the types of food you like to see in those meals. But before I do that, real fast, why is sugar so dangerous to somebody with any cancer, really?
Well, for several reasons. I mean, for one thing, sugar is an immune system depressant. So immune cells, white blood cells, can be suppressed. The counts have been suppressed for up to about 6 hours after intake of a single soda. You know, a Coca-Cola.
And that's not good, because we need our immune systems fighting those cancer cells.
We need our immune systems, yeah. Now, cancer cells also uptake about 5 times the sugar of that of normal cells. They are what Otto Warburg, way back in the 1930s, I think, he called them obligate sugar metabolizers. In other words, they
yeah.
cannot substitute fats the way our other cells can to burn in order to make energy. They are stuck using sugar, so they are dependent on it. So they actually, you know, go out hunting for it, literally with, I would
right.
say in a layperson's term, sort of like tentacles, you know, almost like going out and grabbing whatever sugar they can find. And then the third
right.
reason, and there's more than three, but we'll focus on these three, is that when you have a big load of sugar into your bloodstream, your pancreas is going to respond by producing a lot of insulin, because that's nature's way. That's our way of trying to manage sugar, you know, excess levels of
right.
sugar. But insulin is one of our growth hormones, and it makes things
right,
grow,
right.
including tumors.
Yeah, and they're now, and I want to talk, you know, in the next segment, maybe we can get into this too. They're even using sugar now to target where tumor cells are in, you know, in radiological studies. So when we come back, let's talk more about the whole food approach with each meal. I'm with Dr. Waldman, author of The Whole Food Guide for Breast Cancer Survivors. We'll be right back. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.